16-year-old was getting snow.
Florida, like the Florida, like the beach. Florida was getting snow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like the whole coast along Alabama is getting snow.
Yeah.
They're shutting down half the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly we're supposed to be ready for it.
Not.
We have places not doing that, just in LA.
Welcome to the meeting tonight. If you haven't signed in, please sign in on that sheet that's on the aisle there. Call the meeting to order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Council has before them the minutes of the January 6th meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions? Not hearing, I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes as written.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second it.
Motion by Cole, second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for the approval of delinquent shutoffs.
I'll make that motion for approval of delinquent shutoffs.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Under petitions and communications, we have Jill Exner here. I'll let you take the floor and introduce okay. People.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Jill Exner with Stillwater Legacy Trail, and we have the opportunity to apply for a Montana Department of Transportation Alternatives grant. It is the same grant we had that put in the portion of the trail that we see today. This grant has a lot of upside. Number one, costs a lot of money to put them in, and without a grant, we won't really achieve any more trails. This grant has the opportunity for Interstate Engineering to write the grant for us. There's a $5,000 grant available at no cost, and Stillwater Legacy Trails would pay for any additions over the $5,000. They do expect it to be more than $5,000 to write the grant, but they have a grant writer on staff. This is what they do for a living. They know what they're doing. They think we are a good fit for this grant. The other upside, in my opinion, is they administer the grant, so it's not work for your clerk. I don't know who all was here before when the grant went in, but I think Webb even mentioned that a lot of times you guys didn't even really know what was necessarily happening, because they coordinate everything, really, with the workers, the companies, everything. So there's no more, I know grants can be a lot of work for the person overseeing them financially, but it sounds like to me they do that side of it. And I believe the grant opens in February for this. And Stillwater Legacy Trails has funds available for the match, which is about 13%. And we would commit to paying that. We have about, we, for the match, we would commit to paying for that match up to a certain number. We have about $85,000 right now to work with, but these grants take 4 to 5 years if you're awarded it before they start working and on the actual trail. So we would have another 4 or 5 years. We do 1 or 2 fundraisers a year, so we're always accumulating more money for it, and we feel like it would be a stretch for us to in 4 or 5 years, certainly, to have all of the match. But that's what we've been raising funds for, so there's no sense us sitting on this money for any reason. If we can provide money to the city to continue the trail that we have out there. And I think the idea would be, it would, if you look on about page 5 of that handout, that map shows you where it would go around the, from where it is there on Kaiser Creek, where it stops by the cemetery. It would continue around, hopefully down Raffles Day Road, back all the way up Centennial, hopefully to Quarry. And then Quarry could bring it back, all the way back down to the trail. And by doing that, it would, first of all, if you're ever out in the morning and you're walking or just out driving, you will see people on that specific route. They make a loop on it. It's the most popular one. So in my, one, that's the criteria the grant meets. And two, it's the most natural place for it to go next. And if you, by bringing it down Quarry, you would connect to the high school and middle school sidewalks or parking lots, the assisted living, the city park, kids club is over there, and then you bring it back right down to where the trail is right now. So it would, which then connects it back down to downtown. So that's our proposal, what we'd like to see happen with, if you gave us the blessing to pursue the grant, we would fund it. And we just would need your blessing to work with Smith Street Engineering to get it completion if we got it.
What questions does council have?
Is it, we ran into does it have to be on state right away?
Again? Which I think is what
most of it was, but
306 gets us that part of it.
Does it not the whole route?
Not the whole route part.
Because we ran into that before, and then we finally found out, oh yeah, you can go this way.
Yeah, so it has, the way when I chatted with the gals at Interstate Engineering, that line up 306, right, the Raffles Day Road, is what gives us access to this grant.
And the way I understand it too, before, was if we came up with 13%, it can go on our right away as long as we own it.
Right, too. Right. Yeah.
I think the lady on Zoom had something to say.
Oh, did she get connected? Oh, awesome.
Hi, my name is Lynette Diaz, and I've been working with Jill. I'm with Interstate Engineering, and I'm a funding specialist. As far as the question about if it needed to be on a state route, it does not need to be on a state route as long as the community can provide a match. And in this case, we do have the match. And I think for competitiveness for the grant, I did bring up my slides on the screen here. And the Quarry Street project that we're looking at the application for the MDT Transportation Alternatives meets a lot of the points that you can get on these grants, and so it would be a lot more competitive than the Highway 306 loop at this point in time. So it would meet the safe routes to schools, it would meet connectivity to the Central Business District, connectivity to the Heritage Park, as well as the schools and downtown. Public safety, it increases public safety for people walking from the neighborhood to any of those entities, whether it be Heritage Park or the park above Centennial or downtown or any of the school functions. And then also what it creates for us if we do the Quarry connection first is it creates an opportunity for those future connections, like the Raffles Day piece that's in blue on this map. That's going to be more competitive future grant if we do Cory first, because Cory kind of brings that connectivity together, and then what happens with the Rappel-Jay piece is that it furthers that connectivity with the Cory place. So the Cory Street is the one that we're looking at for this particular grant. And then I think Jill kind of explained this quite a bit as far as MDT oversees all of this when you do get the awards. It does take some time, it's about a 4 to 5 year out on their schedule, but it does happen. And they do work with the community to do your overall vision, where you want the sidewalks, what side of the street you want the sidewalks on, and how it's going to look within the right of way that the city has for sidewalks.
What's the... What's the time frame from when you apply to like receive the grant, and then the grant starts for 4 to 5 years from there?
Did Lynette, did you hear that?
Didn't hear all of it.
I just wondered what's the time frame. She said the grant's opened in February, and then how long does that take to get approved, and then start the 4 to 5 years?
And then they should be awarded in May of this year, and then that's when the 4 to 5 year starts, is May of this year.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Is that an action item tonight?
It's not an action item tonight. What do you need from the panel?
We just need you to say, I think, unless Lynette... We just need your blessing to pursue it. I mean, unless Lynette's got something that she needs more specifically.
We do need just the vote of the council to move forward with it. And then what the part of the grant process that will require a public hearing, which we can help coordinate. And the public hearing would be about the project itself, exactly what we're applying for with the grant. As well as the other component of it does require a professional engineer's estimate, so Interstate would be involved in putting that estimate together as part of this $5,000 that MDT covers to write the grant. So we would be putting that estimate together as part of the grant package, but they would be working with whoever at the city to help with that estimate and kind of get information from you on the right of ways and that kind of thing. So it was kind of, they'd be working in partnership with the city on that piece.
So the sooner you could get going, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a short window to get that portion of it done. So.
Okay. Ryan, are you listening?
I am.
Okay, we can't vote tonight.
When is the grant application process closed, Lynette?
It's due at the beginning of April. I can't remember the exact date.
Okay. We have to note it as a notice as a presentation. We just have it as an action item, so we can't vote tonight on it. But you can put it on for vote. And what I would suggest, and I can help whoever wants to maybe start a draft on it, or I can even look at it for draft it is, I would probably recommend doing some kind of resolution just stating, outlining the expectations and what council, and then they can pass that resolution at the first meeting in February 3rd.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's great.
Okay, that works. I would note that there's no opposition from council.
No.
It's not a vote.
Figured. I didn't see any shaking heads.
So I would say we just have to get the resolution, formalize it by a vote, which we can't do till February 3rd, but which will happen at the next meeting.
So is that something Ryan puts together then, that resolution?
Yep, Ryan puts the resolution.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And then I would just ask Lynette, would you mind sending me the PowerPoint you put together, the presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jill.
You guys have questions?
Good.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean you have to leave. You can stay for most of this exciting presentation. We'll move on to officer reports. Chief?
They told you when you picked the packet up, so the thing for the range in there, them pictures are horrible in black and white. So if you want to swing downstairs before you leave, I'll grab your email and I can send you that whole packet. It's a pretty in-depth packet of pictures. You do some justice on it, so I can email you the packet where you can see the pictures a lot better. Other than that,
sounds like a good project to me.
You can talk to anybody that's been down there. It's a long time overdue. I talked to Sheree and the money's good to go on it, so you can start getting some bids and start going forward.
Shared thing too with the county and the highway.
Yeah, we share with the county and the highway.
Money wise too for the.
No, I don't believe so. I think it's all. I mean, the county's been supplying all the stuff we use at the range, I think, for how many years, because we haven't had a firearms instructor, so we can't really use it without them.
Sounds like a good deal.
Questions for Eric? Yeah, Peyton's report. Anything to add, Peyton?
Nothing outside of the report unless anybody has any questions for me.
I got it.
I was sitting there for the pre-construction meeting. I should have a full schedule coming out that's more in line because there were some issues with Northwest Energy, of course. But it looked in the original scope that it was going to be done in July for the union building and the new treatment.
Dan, you had some questions?
Yeah, I did. I was reading about the rules and regulations, and I think council got a condensed version of that quite a while back. I got to apologize to you, Peyton. I've been busy for the last 2.5 months with some issues, but I did come down, and you gave me this version of it. I think the full version. I don't know if council got the full version yet or not, but. I was kind of thinking that maybe we ought to have because I got a lot of notes in here. I don't want to go through them. And I met with Peyton about it, and we discussed some of these. Maybe we should have a committee, because these are kind of important rules and regulations that we've had a committee for looking at green burials, and we had to put a committee together to look at one sign at Cannon Peak. I think maybe we ought to get the committee together with Water and Sewer and Peyton and go through these. I think, I don't know who's on the committee. You're going to appoint them tonight, right?
Yes,
sir.
Appoint committees tonight. But
Water and Sewer.
Cole and Dennis.
Me and Dennis.
Cole and Dennis.
Cole and Dennis.
Sanitation, Rick and myself.
Yeah, that might.
That's solid waste, though.
Yeah, that's solid.
Would that be some of it, too?
Water and sewer, coal and dens.
Just water, I think, isn't it? Dave, we're just talking water rules and regs right now, right?
I just waded through kind of the water at this point. Pulled out your files and looked back from when you were pushing it through. It's pretty much the same document. Yeah. I think all local governments had it.
Right.
It's just cleaning it up and making up the
That was just some things that I discussed with you, and you know the ones I'm talking about, of course. But I wouldn't mind having it putting a committee together. Cole's willing to do some time here and there.
Yeah, you'll have
Peyton's willing to put in a little time. Maybe you, Webb, I don't know.
Keep in mind that committee meetings are public meetings.
Yeah.
They have to be noticed.
That makes it
have to
even
be taken.
More difficult.
Oh, yeah, it's not easy. Yeah. Plus, we're working with schedules, mostly, Cole isn't available, it's just a drop of a hat, but I agree.
I went through it for a week, and then some things came up.
Yeah.
I haven't had time to look back at it.
I think you need to communicate with Peyton and push forward and get the meeting done. We're hoping to we were hoping for these to be an action item at the next meeting, that's February 3rd.
But we still have a lot of action left because it has to go through the ordinance process.
Oh, yeah.
So we got public hearings, we got this and that, so we got all kinds of times to comment on it, but I'd like to feel comfortable with Peyton and me.
Are you guys gonna codify these as ordinances?
They shouldn't have to be, it's just the rules and regulations and standards aren't usually ordinance, but it's just a resolution recognizing them and passing them as the rules and regulations. Most of them all follow the code anyway, and they're just, I get it on the fees, the special rates of fees, that's a totally different subject, but just the standards. Some of it will have to, and because it will contradict some of the stuff that's in an ordinance right now. So those things I have highlighted, but there are not that many of them. I didn't really change a whole lot. It's just updating the stuff.
I think there was, before, it was discussed that there would be an ordinance referring to all of these, rather than, you know, just saying these are the rules and regs that can be changed on, whatever you think, Ryan.
Yeah, here's what I suggest. One, you have to schedule Sheree to get a committee meeting, if that's what you folks want to do. I think it's a good idea. And then two, if we're going to adopt rules and regs through ordinance, just adopting them by reference, we can do that. Mm-hmm. I'd just say that, you know, once you guys have like a finished work product, I can go through and figure out the best way to get it enacted by everybody. But the committee meeting may be just an idea. We have meetings at 7. I wonder if we can do them a little before. You can get the committee meeting a little before the council meeting. A little early, and then you can kind of, that way you have your public notice. If Sheree's going to have to do a public notice like we do for the council meetings, so you're going to have to coordinate dates and times with her. So.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing saying we can't do it during the daytime either. It's more like a work session.
Depends on what.
Whenever everybody's got time.
Yeah. And I know it's been a while since I emailed those to all you guys. And I'm more than happy to send it back out again.
He emailed a bunch of stuff.
Just to refresh memory. But we can certainly sit down in a work session and go over them.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So is it a work session that we're having or a committee meeting?
You're having a committee meeting.
Okay, so it's got to be public notice. It's got to be noticed.
So is a work session.
They both do.
Okay. Well, I had another comment too. I'm sorry.
About no, good. Just,
we were talking about the porta potties that we're getting, the dumps we're getting, and the RV dumps in town. So I don't think there's anybody here that was involved with a little history on those two items. If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only one. Yep. Unless Dannon might have been here.
I don't think so.
Or Fitz, but. so when it comes to the one at the cemetery, this could be.
One what?
There's actually a porta potty at the cemetery. And the reason that's there is that we had a complaint about, if you know, there's an old outhouse out there.
No.
Your Uncle John actually was probably one of the ones that brought this up and says, We need something out at the cemetery so people can go to the bathroom. So we got hold of Joe Lohoff, Big Sky Portables, and he set one out there. And he says, well, I'm not even going to charge you if you just let me dump down here. So it was as simple as that, little handshake type of thing. And that's where that came from. And he's never charged us for that since. And when we talk about, well, we never know what they're going to dump in our sewer, those type of folk, Joe and Cameo, his daughter, I trust them as far as I can throw them. I mean, I can't imagine that they did do anything that would harm us. I'm more concerned about what people flush down their toilets than I am about a company like that. You know, like people flush down chemicals, drugs, antifreeze, all kinds of things. And I understand that it's easy to say no, but me, it never was easy to say no. So, okay, that one's done. Let's go down to the Cynics. This was another 10 or 15 years ago. The Musicians Rendezvous campers were wondering, we don't have a place to dump our RVs anywhere around in this area. You know, what can we do? They talked to me, they talked to council. We said, and we thought maybe, well, maybe we could do our own. Maybe we could put in our own that the city would be able to make some money on or whatever. But how do you man that? And where do you put it? Cynics, I'm not sure how Cynics came about, but they agreed that, well, we'll put one in, you know. It's not a contained one, of course. It goes into our sewer system. But they did that. They paid for the whole thing. They should be paying for that service line because it's separate from their other one. It's just, I don't know if they are or not. And if they're not, then something happened with the clerk's office quite some time ago that they didn't get charged for it. Or maybe, who knows, I can't remember when council actually approved that. So I don't know. Maybe council said, well, if you do it, we'll not going to charge you for it. I don't know. It was just something to give people the opportunity to dump their RVs. Now, maybe there's some loading issues at the lagoon, maybe. Right now, the lagoon system treatment facility was designed for 2,500 people. We're at 1,900, 2,000. So as far as what it was designed for, population-wise, we got ruined. I mean, if we get to that point where it gets tight and things start, we had two subdivisions that maybe were going to come in and we probably think about, okay, maybe we don't need to allow anybody to continue to do this. But those two things that we're talking about in your report were actually approved by council. And I would like to, before we just say no and shut them right down, I'd like to have some facts, like what kind of loading we're talking about, the volume. Maybe they could take some samples of their waste and see what kind of DOD we're talking about, total suspended solids, oil and grease, pH, all the things that we have to deal with at the lagoons. And then we could make a decision on, okay, this sounds to, looks like it's going to overload us. But, you know, when you put like 100 gallons into tens of millions of gallons, it really doesn't overload you. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I was just more concerned with the fact that the treatment system itself wasn't set up to take that type of waste. Most of them that do take that waste have a special section where they take that, and so I just didn't want any BODDs really triggering. And I saw a file that you had from way back when, where they were supposed to be supplying you with tests on quite frequently for all the dumping that they were doing, and there were a few in there, but I didn't find too many. But everything was just trying to get a grip on.
Right.
And how much is going in there?
I totally agree with you, and you know, I slacked off in my last few years a little bit, and didn't keep up with that kind of thing. But we don't take septage anymore. We're just talking about the portable toilets and RV dumps. So I'd really like to see a report from those folks, and maybe even hear from those folks. I wouldn't mind have Joe here talk about, you know, what he would have to do if he couldn't do it here, you know, that kind of thing. I like to see facts. It's easy to say no, but I'd like to see why we're saying no.
Yeah,
then
we can do something like that.
Mm-hmm. The bottom line is the integrity of our lagoon system.
Well,
we don't.
You can't say that I'm not in for that.
Oh, no.
You know, because I we've never had a problem from those folks in 20 years now.
Yeah.
Never had an issue. Maybe I didn't do it the proper way as far as document that says you can only do this, do this, do this, but those folks were approved by council, at least one of them was. Joe was probably just a handshake between me and Joe, you know, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I think there's more work to be done, and there's more research to, to do, but I also think it definitely is an issue.
Yeah.
You know, 20, time goes by.
Yeah.
20 years, lots of things change, and is Joe the only one?
And by the time that Joe's probably, yeah, I don't know if Joe's the only one either, I can't, I'm not sure, but dumping directly down there is a little different than the RV dumps. By the time the RV water gets to our sewer mains, they're diluted and they're basically getting treated as they're going down there, you know, so. But, all right, thank you.
Yeah, I know there's some regulations on the RV dumps. Most of them have to be self-contained and then pumped out. They're not supposed to be connected directly to a citywide sewer system, just because of the chemicals and stuff that are in them. But the part that concerned me, like I said, the BODs, but also we'd be signing on there that, you know, to the DEQ that we're adhering to these standards and we're testing and getting the results. And it seems like a lot more work than it's worth, since we're not being paid to accept the waste, you know. But that's something we can look at too.
Exactly. And we look at the whole issue, you know. If they can come up with how much they're dumping, then we don't want to do it, that's fine, but we could charge them also pretty penny. Maybe they don't want to pay that.
Well, since you guys are going to be ruining some of your afternoons and evenings on water, you might as well talk a little sewage also. It's the same committee.
I love it.
Hmm?
I love it.
Good. How many dumps are there? Just the Senate?
Well, we think there's only one.
Yeah.
We don't know of another one.
Senex is the only approved one.
I didn't know there was a separate line. I didn't know it was a separate line.
It was something that Mark Schreiner, I remember he was the one that dug it in for him.
Sewer history.
When he was Absarchy. And there's nobody down there that was there either yet.
No.
Town pump doesn't have anything, do they?
They used to.
They used to, yeah.
I don't know that they do, and I don't know if that's part of town, if it's part of town pump's plan to put one in.
It is not on their plans.
Okay.
Yeah, we should have to do it, put it in self-contained.
Anything else for Peyton?
Sorry, I took up so much time.
Very good. Thank you.
City attorney, Ryan?
Oh, I don't have anything to add, or anything. I just wanted to point out to everybody that we did that road we abandoned sometime last year. We now have a survey showing the halves being divvied up in the mine and the city on that vacated road. And so that has been filed with the recorder's office, and that one's not over with now. But you could let you guys see what ultimately came of that.
Okay. Any questions for Ryan? Cherie's report is a written report. She's not here. I don't know if you all know that sister did pass away last Thursday.
Oh.
She got back into town last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. She'll be in the office tomorrow. Is there any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? Any reports of committees? Unfinished business, we have in Cherie's report is the list of committees from last year. I just noticed that they're being revised as of tonight. None of you contacted me that you were particularly displeased with your current committee appointment, so I'm leaving them the same. You don't get the vote on that. Next item is also kind of part of Cherie's report. It is an action item. and it has to do with the City of Columbus website. And she gave you some options, and she's not here to give us a lot of detail. So I asked her what her preference would be, knowing that she wasn't going to be here. So if you don't mind, if I were in your spot, I'd want to know what her preference is.
Yeah.
Her preference is to make no change to the current website. She said if she had to choose between the three options, with 1, 2, 3 options, and then the fourth option being no change, if she had to choose between the three options, she would opt for number 2. That's the best of those options. But she doesn't think that it's needed. She thinks our current website is adequate, and even though we do have the money budgeted, she would rather use the money for updating our security system at City Hall, which could be in the pool, etc. So this is an action item tonight.
I'll make a motion that we choose option 4. Should we recommend it? Second that.
Motion by Bob to make no change to the current website, seconded by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
Has there been any, I mean, I haven't heard of any complaints about the website. Has anybody complained to City Hall in general? Or
no.
What was it? What started the whole thing? It was just a...
Well, I can't really remember.
Kind of playing a little, because I've talked quite a bit about this. At some point, an improved website would help if we ever do develop it. It could be like a place where we have, you could maybe do like online reservations, you have campsites, we ever do charge for in the future, things like that. An updated website will have a lot more interactive uses. Maybe the people can apply for permits online, like an excavation permit or a special use permit. They can submit all that online. Our website doesn't have any of that functionality at the moment. So I think a big driving factor for sure is trying to make our website more interactive for the public to help with those things, so we can get things, receive things electronically instead of people print them out and bring them in or mail them in. That was the big, I think, driving force to try to update the website to make it more accessible for the public and usable.
But we wouldn't really have to think about that until later when we got HQP totally up and going for that.
True. And there's other ways to manage that.
Right.
About 10 years ago, we did talk about our website, but that was relating to whether it was ADA compliant, so accessible to other things. And we did spend some money, I don't remember how much it was, but to make sure that it was ADA, because there were groups of people that were going out and trying to sue local governments for their websites, and they didn't really have anything to do with it besides trying to make a buck on taking counties and cities to court because their websites weren't accessible to all people. And so I know we put some money into that, but that's about the only thing I remember in like the past 12 years.
Come up, that particular accessibility issue didn't come up. This, I don't remember her mentioning that. Any other discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Teal?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
The motion passes, and that motion was to make no change to the current website. Under new business, you have a approval of pay app number 10 to Morrison Marley for final grant paperwork in the amount of $4,312.50. Our portion is $215.63. Entertain a motion for approval.
Make a motion for the approval of pay application number 10 to Morrison Marley for $215.63.
Motion by Cole.
Second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of task order number 5, which is a recommend the approval for sponsor signature engineering services for 2025 airfield pavement maintenance with a 95% FAA grant. The city's cost share would be $3,331. Is there a motion?
So the city...
I think you got to make a motion first.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Any discussion?
So are we the $3,331 county city sponsor share? So that's each, or are we splitting that 33?
I think 31? We're each paying 33.31. What's 5% of 66,000?
33.31.
Okay, then we'd be splitting the 33.31.
Is this pavement maintenance? Is that just like a seal, or is it? You don't have any? I don't know.
I mean, I've been once.
Got to be something pretty. 66,000, I guess. Is probably just a seal.
The rest of the story. I went to the airport board meeting, and you know, this is some of my prejudice, I guess. But the bid to reseal the airport is $178,000. The engineering cost is $66,000.
Yeah, this is that's why is the this is just the engineering. Why?
Because it's FAA.
I don't know. It seemed way out of whack to me, but maybe it's because it's FAA. But so, you know, what's that percentage? Was 66,078? You know, that's in addition to the 178. And I don't know how much engineering you have to do to put one more layer on top of the other layer. But I'm not an engineer.
It's more than Maryland.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an engineer right off.
So we're responsible for
$3,331.
Right.
I think so we're responsible for half of $3,000.
Yeah, the city would be responsible for just over $1,600.
Most of this has been a 10% match split 5 and 5. This is a 5% match split 2.5.
Is there a grant? Was there a 5% grant or something from the state? Maybe
it's a 95% grant. FAA. That's why you guys have been looking at some big numbers here the last couple of years, but at least 90% of it is FAA money.
Yeah.
And they're very generous grants.
Okay.
So, is there any more discussion?
This is just for the engineering. Then we're going to have the bid. The bid will be next.
Okay. So we're paying roughly $1,700 for our fee for engineering.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Okay, are there any comments not on the agenda? That's probably what you gentlemen have been waiting for through this whole interesting operation.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Can I just throw something out here?
Sure.
Real quick. I know you probably know about this. I didn't get a chance to tell Ryan, but last week, the caught an individual at HP Park that was pumping his sewage waste from his RV out into the ground at Inchcombe. And the hard part was the only thing we could kind of find was the fine at a state park or a park for doing that, which is a misdemeanor of $250. But I don't think we have anything on the books saying if you're caught doing that down there, these are the penalties. I don't know what direction we really want to go with it, but I just wanted to throw it out there that, yes, somebody was that dumb and was doing that.
Good to know, I think.
Yeah.
Not really. Maybe I didn't want
to. They were trespassed too, weren't they?
Yep.
Which,
did you ever find him?
Officer Church, yeah. The one that was dealing with it, and I honestly don't know.
I think he did write the... He wrote the dumping on state park and then the trespassing.
Yeah, the last I heard, we were talking about charging apparently. So he must have found something different.
Oh, okay.
And they were trespassed permanently, for what I understand.
Gentlemen.
I didn't know where there's a dump for him. This makes sense.
Hello. My name is Tom Tyndale. I am the acting president of the Centennial Trail Mobile Home Community, C Street and Centennial Trail. And we have some issues we're going through, and one of them deals with the water and sewer bill. Currently, we have 3 empty lots, no water meter, no water usage, and we're getting charged the full amount for a 3/4-inch line, which is $65.65 every month.
Times three.
And we, just doing a little bit of research, we think that may be a little bit excessive when there's zero water usage, zero sewer usage, and we're asking the city to look into it, because right now we're eating, as a community, that much money, you know, every month until we get these lots rented out. There's not even a home on one of them, and there hasn't been.
But we're in the process of removing the other two because they're unlivable. So we are under extreme financial stress. And we're asking some breakage, so somebody to look at the problem and say, you guys have been pretty good. We're trying, but this is killing us. You know, it's almost $200 a month that
and how
we're
many
not
months,
making.
How many months have those lots been vacant?
One's been vacant for about a year, and the other two have been vacant about 6 months. They moved out on us, left us high and dry.
You have a 3/4-inch service to
I believe so, that's where we're getting charged.
Does that sound right, Peyton?
Yes. Yeah, the ordinance 341 is where you find that once you set up service, you're charged the minimum base rate for that service until at such time as you make a written request to abandon the service with the city, and then you would actually have to go abandon that service at the water main to not be charged that. So when you sign up for water, that's the agreement that you made into.
Right, and that's what we're asking to be looked at, and maybe a change to that, because a service charge just to have the line underground would be maybe a reasonable thing, but being charged for the minimum amount of usage when there is zero usage is a little bit more than, you know, we're not asking to pay zero, but maybe something should be looked into it. And we didn't sign up for the service. The residents who lived there signed up for service. So we're getting stuck with this.
Because they didn't pay.
Yeah. And there's and on that part, that's a separate issue. I kind of, you know, the Montana Public Service Commission does not regulate municipalities. They regulate private areas. But one of their regulations for private companies is, and it says it, and I have the article here, but the person who is in charge of getting billed for and is responsible for the water bill is the person who signed up for it. That's towards, you know, the regulation towards public companies. And it specifically says not the landowner. And technically we are the landowners. Yeah. And that's, you know, but we're just looking that there should be a rate of a service charge, a zero rate, not a full charge.
Yeah, that would necessitate a rate change.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take that under advisement. That's about all I can promise you.
And there was one final thing on that as well. The sewer part of our bill does say on the rates through the website, if there you get charged for your sewer based on your water usage.
Right.
There is no water usage. So there should be, this sewer rate should be zero.
Minimum.
You know,
paying the minimum.
So, and that would be something I would need to have clarified as well.
Okay.
There's still a minimum base rate for the sewer as well. And in that same ordinance, that's where it states that the real property owner is primarily responsible and will be billed. And I think, aren't these 3 trailer spots, they're in arrears right away, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, I've got a copy of the bill. Yeah.
They're in what, right?
They're in arrears.
Oh, they're shut off.
Yeah, go ahead and shut them off.
Couple of them, the people who were living in them just took off. So we didn't even know we owed that money because the people who signed up for it took off. And we were sitting here, you know, not even knowing that it was our responsibility. So that's when now we've been talking to Cassidy and having her send us the bill so we can get caught up on that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions, other questions that we were...
Any questions?
Or if we should revisit this another way?
We can't decide, geez, guys, we'd sure like to give you your money back. Go ahead and you don't have to. We can't do that.
No, but for the future.
You know, we can change our rates. That would be up to council whether they want to bring it up to go through a rate change.
Okay.
Which is a process.
Right.
We did it last year. We didn't like doing it. Neither did all the people in the town like us doing it. So, you know, I can candidly tell you that we will consider it.
Okay.
But it's not likely.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I know it doesn't, but that's the truth. And again, you're welcome to come to any meeting. You can bring it back up anytime you want.
Okay.
You're welcome to visit with Cassidy. You're welcome to visit with Peyton at the shop. I understand your situation. I know it's not a good one. I know you'll get... We do have a housing shortage here. You'll probably get those lots rented back up and generate an income stream. But I know when you don't have money coming in and it's all going out, it's a tough
thing. Yeah, we're looking for the future until we get them filled to see what we can do. So, all right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Peyton, what's the base sewer rate for just, or do you have it, Webb?
No,
it's $39.
If you guys would indulge me, it's not quite good.
In the district, when we had what they're referring to, we used to have what was a landlord agreement where the tenants would sign up for water. But even in there, it explicitly says that the property owner, should the tenant just move out, like apparently they're saying they're doing, leave, it still falls on the property owner to take care of the back water. And I don't know how far are they behind, judging what you showed me, Cassidy, I think. Have they been making payments on that, or is it?
No, because those people up and left for trailer number 15 and 16, those guys were evicted, and I think it was like October of 2022 that trailer number 4, the actual trailer was removed, or the meter was removed, and the trailer was moved about, I think, 6 months ago. Sorry, I got it all mixed up.
Right, but they just haven't really started.
No, I mean, the people that were evicted, they're not going to pay. We have a forwarding address. We have no way to contact them. I can call the numbers I can on the account, but we're not going to be able to reach them.
Yeah. Okay. I got a few comments, if you guys don't mind. There's no football game to get home to tonight. I was going to make the comments last week, but of course I couldn't. Our last meeting. But... 2024 is in the books, and we're moving into a new year, which I know you all know, but I'd like to take a little time to thank you guys for your leadership this past year. I'd like to thank the staff for managing their departments and carrying out their tasks, and the employees for doing the good job that they do all year long. Thank you for your hard work. Yeah, we had some changes in 2024. Aaron became the police chief. Peyton was hired as the public works director in June.
we were able to get some things done, or mostly done. The restrooms at Inchcapeak were updated along with some road work and campsite designations. HVAC project and lighting project here in City Hall was done. We approved a new collective bargaining agreement with the Columbus Police Association. We purchased a new backhoe and a used patrol vehicle. Storm drain projects on 2nd Avenue, or 2nd Street and 4th Avenue were completed. We revised the swimming pool rates and solid waste rates. Tennis courts and basketball courts were resurfaced. We now have a pickleball court. The rock work was done on the Welcome to Columbus sign. Thanks, Tim. The infield on Mandeville Field at Grant Peak Park, along with other repairs and improvements, were done. And we approved a new growth policy. Some things that we started are continuing into the new year. The city voted for a local government study commission. Work's not started on that, but it's going to start tomorrow, right, Joe?
Yep.
Yeah. We also received a grant through the Rural Community Assistance Program to do a series of workshops called Revitalizing Our Community's Economy. Those began in August and are continuing on. We actually had our last workshop. I know I put in about 40 hours in those workshops. They lasted from 1 to 7, most of them. And they might be useful. We'll have to see if any projects arise out of that. We reviewed a conditional use permit for the town pump, the new town pump project. Now, we didn't have a lot to do with that, but that's a big project for our town. And that's going to be done sometime in the late summer of 2025, I think. And the Shop with a Cop program began in 2024. And should be an excellent outreach in the community, I believe. So as we look ahead, we need to continue to work on our water supply system and get our water rights filed. Sewer projects, the sewer UV project is going to take place in 2025 as the weather permits, but that should be done as the weather permits. At 12th Street sewer crossing is starting to be critical. We need to get that done. We need to update the capital improvements plan and get lined out on and prioritize all those things that need to be done. And of course, there'll be budgets to do special use permits to consider along with resolutions and ordinances. There's going to be an election in 2025. There's three openings, one in each ward. Cole, you're up in one. Rick in ward two. And Bob, you're up in ward three. I encourage each of you to file. I think this is a good council. You can certainly use your continued experience and knowledge of your community. If you can't file or you don't want to file, I would encourage you to find somebody that will take your spot that you have confidence in. It's really an important job that you do. City needs your experience, your perspective, and leadership. If they don't have yours, they're going to need somebody else's. I'm thankful for each one of you. It's a pleasure to serve as your mayor. I appreciate the work you do, and I look forward to the work we have ahead of us this year. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Dennis. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.